Reformed Devotion number 4 of 365, I Love the Lord's Day by Robert Murray McShane. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. When a believer lays aside his pen or loom, brushes aside his worldly cares, leaving them behind him with his weekday clothes, and comes up to the house of God, it is like the morning of the resurrection, the day when we shall come out of great tribulation into the presence of God and the Lamb. When he sits under the preached word and hears the voice of the shepherd leading and feeding his soul, it reminds him of the day when the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall feed him and lead him to living fountains of waters. When he joins in the psalm of praise, it reminds him of the day when his hands shall strike the harp of God, where congregations never break up and Sabbaths have no end. When he retires and meets with God in secret in his closet, or like Isaac in some favorite spot near his dwelling, it reminds him of the day when he shall be a pillar in the house of our God and go no more out. This is the reason we love the Lord's Day. This is the reason we call the Sabbath a delight. A well-spent Sabbath we feel to be a day of heaven upon earth. For this reason we wish our Sabbaths to be wholly given to God. We love to rise early on that morning and to sit up late that we may have a long day with God.